tend to my shoots. It's the Idle Fantasy Podcast. Ooh. And it's springtime.
Yeah.
It is springtime.
On
That's
the
nice.
Eve of St. George's Day.
It is.
Oh, this is ghostly, isn't it? Why is it all spooky?
No, it's not. It's charming.
Oh, right. Sorry.
I'm a little rose bush. Ooh, I'm growing.
Catch me.
Is tomorrow St. George's Day?
Yeah.
Are you gonna go out and celebrate the patron saint? Maybe wear a big St. George's cross on your daily activities?
I'm gonna continue.
Yeah, maybe you carry a sword?
That's coming out. Yeah. I'm gonna continue my flag business.
Harvest time for the moneylenders.
I've got a booming trade to kick off tomorrow.
What is your trade? Putting them up, selling them?
No, I sell them to people like hanging out of, like, you know, lay-bys and Kent.
Great, yeah. What are you meant to do on St. George's Day? Is there a thing?
Fight dragons.
Yeah, kill a dragon.
Yeah, well, obviously that's number
Turkish
one.
Be Turkish and kill a dragon. Yeah.
Right, okay, great, okay, yeah. Ideal. And
it is frowned upon in the streets to do both of those things,
yeah, these days.
Celebrate our
unless you are Turkish and there is a dragon.
Yeah, celebrate our national connection to Eastern Europe and the Middle East and the, you know, Irish
yes.
history.
Okay, cool. All right.
I'd accept a wyrm if you can find a wyrm to slay.
A wyrm down a barrow.
Yeah, in Sussex, they have knacker worms.
Now?
Not knacker worms, I think that's what they're called.
You're looking at us for advice and we don't know what you're talking about.
No idea what you're talking about.
Knacker worms.
This is a Welton pool.
Like worms that like live down burrows.
And all worms live in burrows.
Yeah, like worms, wyrm.
Or wyrms.
Okay. Like a dragon.
Oh, okay.
It's the dragons without legs, is that right?
I think...
Or arms.
Yes, it's something like that.
I think it's no arms. I think you're right. No arms, no ass.
Yeah, they're like big. They're like big fire-breathing snakes.
No, that is worms. That is worms. Yeah, they've got two arses, haven't they?
Yeah.
I'm like a worm with two arses. That's what they say.
That's what they say in Sussex. Yeah.
Every worm.
I'd be more inclined to celebrate our national patronage if we got a fucking day off, like every other country seems to. Why is it not a bank holiday?
Because we're not allowed to be proud of being English, and I'm not. That's not
Whoa,
me being Brexit. But it's true. But it's true. I say that not with any sense of loss or like, oh, I wish I could be, but you know, it's frowned upon. It's like, you know, we get to the World Cup time and it's like, oh, I don't really want to identify myself with this lot, do I?
Very true, yeah. The summer's going to be brutal.
I'm sorry to get real this early into the podcast, guys.
Isn't there a bank holiday in like a week?
There's May Day.
Yeah, May Day.
Yeah, that one's good. I like that one. That one's loads of fun.
I think the answer is we can't have a bank holiday because then nothing would get done in spring. All of our bank holidays are now.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true. You say that as if I'm fine with that. I am totally fine with the national economy tanking in spring.
You need a break. That's what I'm hearing. You need some time to fuck off.
And that's why we're all getting into a little fantasy bubble together, aren't we, everybody? Yeah. Where the real things can't hurt us.
No.
No.
No, just but psychologically.
Fake dragons will fuck us up, though.
Yeah. If you let me.
Are we going to have a big fight?
Well, that would be telling, wouldn't it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's fair. I shouldn't ask questions about what's going to put.
Do you want a big fight? That's how you get a big fight, actually.
I don't know. Do you sometimes find that if we don't have a fight for a while, we're like, oh, go on, have a big fight.
You get a bit punchy. But then you end up killing a small druid.
Exactly.
That does tend to happen, though. Like, we won't have a fight for a while, and then it will be a sort of... A fight that would absolutely have been avoidable under any circumstances.
Yeah,
we'll find a way to murder.
Yeah, you tend to get, like, Aggie blue balls, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, you've avoided them. And then Laurie knows it, so then he just drops in a thing that he knows I'll kill, but he makes it horrendous that I've killed it.
He just, he shakes a big, juicy, like, combat butt at you. Yeah!
So we avoided the teleport spiders. That was good.
We did, actually.
I did want
You did want
them.
To. They were there to be...
To be fought.
To be stomped.
We could go back.
I'd rather...
You were just like... We really do prefer to kill things that we think there's a good chance they have children.
Are you joking? I don't want to fight the blinking nightmare spiders. I want to fight the elderly women in the forest.
Saying, my advice is thusly. And then you, wham, bam, 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 bam. Stab, stab, stab. And then she takes a drink and it's like, it comes out all the stab wounds. And Zach loves that kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's old school physical comedy.
I've been eyeing up that tiny toadstool that introduced us to this next phase. That's ripe for.
Ooh, you look good for punting.
Yeah, ripe for an accent.
I'm gonna make liquor out of you. Use you in a risotto, you little bitch. The kid was creepy, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anything, give him a chance.
Anything bigger than that, I'm going to try and chat my way out of it.
Okay, great. But if they're a child or short, they're dead to me.
Child, old. Well, okay, well, let's get to it, and we'll see how much violence you can unleash on the unsuspecting and elderly today.
Deal.
Sweet.
Anyone who'd be first off the Titanic is first onto my sword.
Last time, you set forth from Fort 20, after meeting your gods and visiting the library, into the Underdark in search of Bortapel's colony in an entrance to the Temple of Veyron. On your journey in the Underground Kingdom, Teddy, you encountered a few new breeds of mushroom, including one that allowed you to see into the ethereal plane.
Oh, yeah.
And Glitch, you encountered an Otyug, a friendly Otyug, who requested, nay, demanded... some
oh,
of your piss.
Oh, I forgot I pissed. Yes!
You
yes,
went right
no,
for it.
Yeah, you both did.
You pissed into his house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You owe him one.
It was a great moment.
Well, I'm not giving him it.
Liam's playing hard to get.
Yeah.
After some time and also a near brush with some phase spiders, who you heroically didn't stomp this time, proud of you boys, you made it into a large cavern where you saw several unfortunate souls being accompanied to the Temple of Veyron by red-robed figures, members of the Cult of the Red Dragon. You also saw these unfortunate folks be given some spores from Bartapel's colony, and you decided to bust into the joint. So Teddy disguised himself using Glitch's ring as one of these cultists. You led the other two to a blockade where a friendly guard was taken in by your deception and showed you the way further, only for you to be intercepted by a creepy Myconid child who said, in the voices of all those who have recently turned to the cause, i.e. brainwashed by the spores, that they would show you into the colony proper. So we will join you following this creepy mushroom kid down into the Temple of Veyron. Is there anything you want to do before I tell you? I mean, you're literally just the three of you being led through these gates at the moment by the little fellow.
I would just like some clarification on how communication is working.
You are not in this spore network at all.
Yeah.
So, in fact, when the little fellow spoke to you, quote-unquote, it was hard to tell what happened because everyone around you, all of the volunteers, we can call them that, the kind of rough and ready looking folk who look like they just came off a boat, they spoke to you in unison.
Okay.
It seemed like it was the words of this mushroom fellow, but hard to say.
Are there I mean, we might need to roll for it, but are there, like, is this an in terms of odds, this is an overwhelmingly outnumbered sort of situation as we walk further into this temple?
Yeah, I can give you an answer on that on the second, shall I? Because at the moment you're just kind of going through the gates. It's hard to tell.
Yeah,
but behind you are, yeah, I mean, 20, 25 people, maybe five guards, or cultists, rather.
Yeah.
Do
we might not be able to hack our way out of this.
I mean, that wasn't my first thought, but I respect the hustle. No, I mean, do we recognise anyone?
Well, you wait and see. Yeah, absolutely. No, but at the moment, there's no one in front of you to recognise.
Oh, okay, fine.
But I just wonder if there's anything you wanted to do to this guy as you're going, but it sounds like...
Kick him in the dick. Well, as you can.
Yeah. I know what you guys are like.
My first instinct is to, like, can we... Do we... That was why I was asking about the overwhelming odds. It's like, if we bum rush this guy...
Yeah. This child... Is it the child still?
It's a small mushroom. Don't refer to it as a child.
Does the mushroom...
Zaki's seen a weak target.
Does the little mushroom look important? Like, like, are people getting out of his way?
Wow, that is such a Soho Theatre question to ask.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think he's doing the casting for...
I tell you what, let me answer these questions as we go. Because I think I can illuminate the situation for you a little bit as you step through these very plain gates, big stone gates, almost sort of hewn from the rock face itself, into what you assume is the kind of main atrium of the temple. You step down a couple of steps into a wide vaulted ceilinged room, which may have once been dark, but it is lit with more, though different, of those... string lights of mushrooms, which all seem to be mounted on those same very thick tendrils you saw poking out of the entrance of the temple, if you remember last time, almost look like veins that run now, and you see them running through. Let's say there are three main routes off this central chamber. Mm-hmm. You can see, four main routes. You can see some very grand steps flanked by more statues and pillars that lead down, as in several, a story, at least down into darkness. That way is guarded by several red robes. You can also see a kind of shimmering, not quite a carpet, you like lots and lots of mushroomy tendrils that extend from the ceiling. And as people step through, these tendrils brush against them and seem to have a slight life to them.
Beads in hippie shops.
Exactly, yeah, like beads in hippie shops, but a bit more prehensile.
Bit tiger lily.
What are those? What are the things that are on the inside of your intestine?
Oh.
Not villi, that's the lungs.
Cilii. It is cilii, yeah. But they're called something different. Well, the yeah, like cilii. Exactly.
Gross.
Pretty
you're
gross.
Food squiggler.
Food squigglers. You can also see... another entrance with a door that is under heavy guard from with red road figures. Some of them are armed and armored. You can also see these guards coming to and fro from some chambers where you kind of peer through and can see several of them sitting around. Looks like they have some quarters. And in this main room are many, many, probably more than 100 fairly rough and ready looking common folk going about daily tasks. However, they are all operating in complete harmony and lockstep, so Zach, as you predicted last time.
That was my question with regards to like where we're going and sort of overwhelming numbers. The red robes are like, are they, I mean, again, I can roll, are they noticeably not part of the hive? Like, it seems like there's quite a clear disparity between hive mind and non-hive mind.
Give me a perception roll.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure. Gross.
Delicious.
It's a one. Plus a one, so it's a two.
No. Mate, one and the same.
It's just a one.
I think you are creeped out beyond belief here.
I hate that my own cognitive ability is dampened by an app.
Yeah.
Like, I got this, and I wanted to just ratify it so that I could react to it in character.
Yeah,
and now I'm just going to have to fucking waste everything again because my stupid character is too stupid.
I think a one is enough, given what you already know. You would be able to differentiate between the two, but
even
I think
one of them's red.
I'm
dressed as one of them.
You can't discern why these people are doing what they're doing in lockstep like they are.
All right, can one of you fucking roll and then tell me?
Maybe later, but let me tell you that they are, for example, several of them are eating a kind of mushroomy slop from bowls, and they are all lifting their forks or spoons in unison eat together. And as they finish their meals, they put their bowl plates down, they stand up in unison, pick them up, take them to someone else who dispenses with the dishes, everyone moving in this perfect organization here. You look through to a kind of little room, which you assume must be a storeroom or something, and you see they're all asleep in there in various shifts. Everyone's sleeping top to tail, absolutely right next to each other, but completely not regarding each other's personal space at all. Don't seem to be bothered by that at all. And the red dragon cultists sort of are looking upon them with somewhere between disdain and just don't give a shit. You know, they're like...
cattle.
Exactly. Exactly. An air of cattle. As you step through into this room, you can see that there is a couple of cultists who are looking at some of the new arrivals, looking them over, looking inside their mouth, at their teeth, maybe under their armpits, checking everyone's healthy, asking them a few details about their life, taking them down and then assigning them a role. And you can see there's another mushroom folk here who every now and then will deliver another batch of spores to the people here, presumably depending on their function. And the little myconid leading you stops, sees you three looking around and sort of stops and speaks. And as they speak to a, let's say, a gnomish woman and a kind of human man turn around and with glassy eyes speak together,
right,
presumably with this mushroom child thoughts, saying,
Well, you see, everybody has a purpose here. That's what everybody likes.
That's what everybody likes.
Everybody likes to have a purpose.
And everyone, what's your purpose? Oh, did we just speak in unison as well? Oh, fuck.
That's quite weird. Yeah.
My purpose is to serve the colony.
Great. And this is the colony, isn't it?
And surely it's your purpose too.
Oh, it will be soon. Yeah, no, we're new. We're new here.
No. Aren't we supposed to be claiming that we're spores?
Yeah, you've done this already. You've got the spores.
We haven't got the spores.
Yes, you have. That was the lie we told.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I am fucking teeming with those spores. Yum, yum, yum.
Try and do things at the same rate as the other people.
No, that's fair. Sorry.
That's fine. Everybody takes some time to adjust.
Yeah.
These two people say, are you hungry after your travels? Would you like some food?
Actually, I've just had a big lunch, so I'm probably fine.
Is that Liam or Vatic speaking?
I mean, it's both. Yeah, yeah. Are you aware of pizza?
What's on the menu?
Stew.
Great. Is this working?
I haven't done the spores.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, like,
Maybe we should speak to you.
Yes-anding I've ever heard.
This is out of character. Two things I want to work out.
Yes.
And two things you might need to kind of...
What's the deal with Paddy?
I would like to continue my excessive...
I would like to re-roll that again.
No, but that is in, so we've obviously noticed that there's the... Well, I've not noticed, but that it's become clear that the red robes are just kind of guarding. The people are a hive mind with a purpose. Is there any way of discerning the sort of like... Is there a center of industry that's going on? Are people funneling up more into like one area or another? Like where are the workers, okay, when they're getting up, they've eaten. Are there like a ton of workers going into one direction? I want to see what they're working on.
Yeah.
What the purpose might be. And then after I've rolled that inevitable two,
yeah.
I'm just going to
want to load my gun.
You guys need to think of another way to rephrase that question.
We need to like then have maybe a bit of a think, because if you guys are part of a hive mind and that's your cover, I'm going to have to go and fucking chill with the red robes. Like, I can't come with you to a, like, you know, I'm not going to sleep in the fucking hole with you or whatever, but like, it might be that might be quite useful. Well, if I can then go,
I'm
like,
going up to the captain's table, you Irish jiggers.
There's kind of a bit to that. Like they surely must have some sort of break room. They'll be talking room about it. Like they'll all have.
You're
a...
You're going to go on a coffee break?
Well, if the coffee break would get us some information as to like how we don't die immediately, then yeah.
I think I was working under the assumption that whatever voice this mushroom child is the funnel for, with the people around acting as the voice, that thing has recognised our arrival as outsiders.
I think so.
That is why we're being led through. I don't think we've...
I don't think we're deceiving anyone.
Got one over. We might have deceived the Red Rose at the door, but I think whoever's in charge here has been like, we've been waiting for you to arrive.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I played it different.
That makes sense, yeah.
That does make sense. And yet, my one critique of that logic...
Hit me.
...is we probably need to decide what the end game of that particular ruse is. Because, like... Because...
I think they've seen through the ruse.
I feel like Laurie, more than he ever has done, is going to punish a rambling bumble step to step to step to step to step.
I don't think But the thing is, I don't think we've got much choice. Like, we had a plan.
Fuck it, let's cut through the bullshit then. Let's go straight in.
They outed us immediately.
Then let's go straight in then. Let's not play along with this ruse, not pretend. Let's just all... If you guys wanted to, I could shed the fucking disguise right now and we just fully go like, look, you fucking know who we are, take us to your leader.
If all of the hive mind know who we are, I think what you've done, though, is managed to fool the red robes.
Yeah.
And those are two separate entities. So I think you're in a position where you could go around undetected with the red robes. But I think whoever's in charge of this whole shtees knows who the three of us are.
Yeah.
Imagine if they didn't tell the red robes who I am, though.
That would be cool. Maybe they won't.
Be cool. That's not what's happened.
But maybe they won't.
Yeah.
We don't know whether they want the red robes there. We don't know whether we could be useful in getting rid of them or vice versa.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys can carry on with this line of questioning, and then I'll react to it. eventually.
Yeah.
So you're
they're not talking to me as well. I can't hear what they're saying.
You're trying to detect
they're speaking out loud.
Yeah. Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The people, the mushroom, creepy. It seems to be the mushroom child is willing some of these normal people near them to speak in that same telepathy that you guys experience already, except this is, you know, taking control effectively. But you want to roll to see what the kind of activity is.
Oh yeah, yeah, we can get into
Give me an investigation.
Investigation.
I think Teddy being ostensibly part of the Red Robes, you've got a bit more freedom here just to have a little look around.
All right, so that was a 19 with no pluses.
Okay, so the kind of the broad movement of people, as part of it is, as already explained, just people kind of rotating between these places, the chambers which seem to be for rest here, which seems to be the kind of rec area. Then the cultists, the red robed cultists, are guarding this main entrance down into the temple, down these steps, through these mycelial tendrils. And folks, normal folks, are disappearing down there with crates, with bundles of material, which are both coming in through the main door that you've come through. Some of it's getting unpacked and repacked here. With your 19, was it?
Yeah.
19 is good enough. Yeah, you can tell that these are components for spell casting. These are various supplies. There's a lot of I'm trying to think what these are off the top of my head. Herbs and oils and
salt,
reagents, chalk, reagents, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
In large, like very large quantities.
Is this going to be another location where they're building a big soup?
Yeah, it's soup. I think it's going to be like, you know, this is a really, I don't know why this popped into my head of all the things, but you know, remember when, not shit Spider-Man, but you know, what's his name? The Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
Isn't that that is the shit one, isn't it?
I quite like him. He's got a bit of a soft on him.
He's charming.
When he's, the one of the things that he did when he's fighting the lizards.
Dr. Connors.
Dr. Connors. And Dr. Connors then tries to infect New York by getting to the top of the Empire State Building or whatever.
Sure.
And he's batting away the planes. No, he's holding the woman. He's a big monkey lizard. You don't remember?
You say that, but that's kind of merged into my... Yeah, they ripped that off. But he's trying to infect everyone with the spore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are they trying to do some sort of like full global
like heal the world
spell
kind of thing?
Yeah. Except not heal.
It's let them know it's Christmas
time. They would think heal the world.
Yeah, fine.
You finally uncovered the big bad. It is Sir Bob.
It's Sir Bob.
Yeah, it's in fact all of the Boomtown rats.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but if Zach...
But I hate Mondays.
if it's thereby obvious that the reagents are coming out,
hmm,
would I perhaps know what those reagents were used for and in that combination?
Give me an Arcana check. Sure.
That's right. I just like nudged you.
18 plus.
Oh, that's loads.
Fucking loads. 18 plus 9, that's 27.
You're going to sing all your scores now?
Yes. Okay.
Oh, no, I take
you
that
back. You
I
take it back? Yeah. Yep. I'm allowing you to undo that.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, you recognize these components big time.
These are reagents for
you can't tell exactly what the spell is, right?
Sure.
But the nature of it is, I'm going to forget my schools of magic from D&D here. This is somewhere between a summoning spell and a spell to cross different planes of existence.
Okay.
And it is big.
It's
like, this is a scale.
Goblins are coming. Goblins.
Goblins. Yeah. Goblins. Goblins.
Yeah.
So some kind of like a rich, perhaps like a portal.
It
ritual.
Is absolutely a ritual spell. Yeah, yeah. This is the amount of reagents here implies that this is a very, very big time spell that they are trying to make as stable as possible. Okay. So it's a long preparation time in the hopes of making whatever they're going to do, which is likely very dangerous and unreliable, a bit less of both those things.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Cool.
That was a good roll, so I'm giving you all of that.
Thank you very much.
And you catch sight of one of these crates, Glitch, the lid is off and it's waiting to be collected. And you can see that it has several lenses, very thin pieces of material that are incredibly reminiscent of two things, mm-hmm. of the polished mirror in Helmfall.
Oh, yeah.
And of the observatory at the top of the Necromancer's Tower. You remember he had several shifting lenses of differing kinds and sizes that allowed you to look into different planes of existence.
Yes.
And something about the property, this looks like some kind of stone that has been polished and filed to incredibly thin width,
okay,
depth. One of those.
One of them. Why not?
And used for either seeing into or perhaps accessing another plane.
Great. Okay.
This is plane of bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, okay, cool. All right. They're clearly doing some kind of summoning ritual, portal, gubbins like that. Maybe it's phase spiders.
Oh.
They're getting loads of phase spiders in there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Would that be... Could I ask one follow-up question?
Mm-hmm.
The god, Veyron.
Mm-hmm.
Gods in this world all kind of exist, don't they? This is like an old temple of Veyron, right? That has been changed into something new.
Other way around.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, this is an old temple that's been changed into a temple of Veyron.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a possible... Would I ever know of any kind of thing of where people maybe summon a god?
Would you know of something? I mean, not in kind of living memory. Okay. Give me a history check. Might be something you read about.
He's good at history as well.
I'm good at history. It's 40 plus 9, it's 23. My two strong suits.
Yeah, there's nothing in your learning. There's no like historical account of a god being summoned. There's like plenty of very ancient myth-like accounts of that.
Okay.
It's not exactly science that you would remember about this. They are often sort of referred to as incursions. It's usually mortals doing something foolish, summoning a god, not really knowing what they're getting on with, and the god fucks shit up. The most famous instance in we technically are in the Forgotten Realms, but in the Strael Islands, you guys over here in this backwater would know about something that happened on the mainland, which is the summoning of Tiamat, who is one of the dragon gods, and that destroyed a civilization. When that happened.
Great. Okay, cool.
But that's, you know, if you had to put a time on it, it would be tens of thousands of years ago that supposedly happened.
Right, okay.
Again, there are other, you know, apocryphal accounts of it. So it's not something that you would be like is a imminent danger that could happen again. But then again, it's something you've heard of happening.
Okay, cool.
But then this is Zach, not Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we know that there are godlings trapped in another plane trying to get access to this plane.
Yeah.
In order to break some sort of cycle.
Mm. Have you shared that with us?
Yeah. We talked about that. We had like so many raft journeys and like long evenings on the beach and like we
warm embraces, whispered treasures.
I think that is absolutely like knowledge we all have. Like we know that they are prepping for some sort. And the whole thing started with that Vandra was trying to do some sort of god level
bullshit
body swap takeover. This does feel like the natural progression to that, where they're trying to do some sort of plane portal that brings in wherever they are into this plane, whether they're in god form, their own form, whatever it might be. They might also have just like bodies lined up for them to occupy. We don't know.
I was just wondering if like these are all potential vessels
getting like a fuckload of things in, maybe not also, just one.
Remember they as well, like when I saw Bardolph in his different various planes, and there was one plane where I was kind of like with him, I was through his eyes, right? They were doing the same in the top of the tower. There was a mechanical, if not electric, version of this same process where they were waiting for lightning to strike, to then flick a switch, to then travel from one plane into this plane.
Right.
I'm assuming.
Okay.
Based off of just all the little pieces of Laurie's puzzle, because he pretends like I'm not listening, but sometimes
I don't pretend like shit. No.
But I think that's kind
of...
We just give him no evidence to the contrary.
But I think that might be kind of what we're looking at here. It's just like they're prepping for the end game spell. And that is going to be, whether it be Vandra or whatever the name is, but a other planar...
entity.
Godling is coming over here to fuck stuff up.
You know what we should have looked up in that fucking library?
Oh, God, don't.
The Red Dragon.
fucking anything other than Liam's dad would have been fucking
Liam's
sweet.
Well, all right, maybe you should have come to the library then, pothead.
I don't know, you said, I fucking spoke to our god and they told us this was coming. They were like, they told us that the
even
godlings...
better than Liam's dad. Liam's dad, who he abandoned to go on this adventure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I think that also is corroborated.
Wanted to check in on daddy.
This is corroborated by what our gods told us, right? Our gods told us basically to prep for what's coming. This is the coming.
Right,
this is
okay.
This is the... them getting over here.
Yeah, okay. Great.
And you guys are part of the hive mind now. Get down there and fuck this shit up.
We go down
start
there.
Moving reagents into different piles. I'm assuming if it's a very complicated spell, then something very small will fuck up that cog. Like some replace an eyeball with a something. I don't know. But get down there.
And you go amongst some of those red dragon guys and start asking about who this red dragon fella you've heard so much about is. Love these robes. Wonder why they're red, eh?
Okay, and not at any point do we somehow incur the wrath of the thousands of people around us that will murder us if we don't get this right.
Good deal?
Yeah.
Good deal.
Laurie, we've solved your puzzle.
Okay, great.
You can come back in now.
What's the answer?
We're gonna wing it.
No, it's one word. The answer to the puzzle is one word. And if you don't answer, you don't know it.
Oh, shit.
Andra?
How did he get it?
Yeah.
He got it
right under our noses all along. The little mushroom fellow is sort of just watching the three of you stare.
Argue for 25 minutes. Yeah.
This wasn't in character. And if the mushrooms...
Zach, you've said nothing in character so far.
I haven't actually. No.
Just out of character. Just 1 second.
I haven't, because I'm genuinely scared about if I talk, Laurie's going to make me roll something and I don't want to do it.
Patrick, are you up to anything while this is all happening?
Yeah, I mean, I just... Okay, look. They know who we are, right?
Yeah. You're a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Like, I think I just say, look, I'm delighted to hear about the operation you got here, but what is it you want from us and where are you taking us?
Ah, yes. And those same two folk next to you say this. Yes, well, it's best if you come and speak with my supervisor. I think they'll be able to illuminate the situation.
Ah, yes, middle management. Excellent.
If you'd like to step this way, sirs.
I offensively imitate the walk of the small mushroom child.
I think I see him doing that and I do it too. Like that.
Yeah, all right. Three's a charm.
We do it. We all fucking... Stupid little mushroom walking at management.
And this mushroom walks you up to the fourth of these entranceways where there aren't any guards. But you can see there these tendrils, mushroomy tendrils that have spread all around this place. Most of them, almost like pipes in an industrial complex, seem to lead to what looks like a section of just wall, of stone wall here. And as the little mushroom fellow approaches, you see those tendrils retract. And they retract and the wall... you realize is actually a load of these tendrils sort of wound up together. And they pull back to reveal a dank cave.
Dank as in like sick and rad?
It's fucking sick, bro. Yeah, get right in there. And the little mushroom fellow does their very silly walk, which is sort of like, you know, very bum heavy.
Yeah.
Through this opening into a dark and dripping corridor.
Right.
As you step through, you see it's a narrow stone lined corridor that houses several cells in it. And as you step past, you can hear people talking in there, grumbling to each other. Down the end of the corridor, you hear two people almost chatting through. It strikes you really like a prison, but that's been hidden away here. Vatic, your ears prick up because you can hear several folks speaking deep gnome. Ooh. In the far distance. And as you get close...
It's Grimbleshanks and... Mistopheles. What were they called? Grumbletini.
Oh my god, Grumbletini and Crookshanks. And you hear something like, shut up, they're coming. All right, pretend we didn't say anything.
Positions, Macavity.
And your mushroom fellow doesn't even break their stride as they walk through here. And you realize they can't communicate with you here because there are no vessels in the network.
Oh, okay.
This place is only, at the moment, is just you, whoever's in these little cells lining the walls either side of you, and the mushroom fellow just keeps on walking ahead of you.
Oh, so the mushroom's disconnected from the rest of the mushroom?
The mushroom's connected. Well,
you are looking for the opportunity to deck this mushroom.
No, I don't want to deck it. I'm just thinking, like, so that this room is distinct from the connection outwards. So, like, what happens in here doesn't seem to...
This is Vegas.
...register.
Give me a nature check.
Yeah, okay.
Before Zach moves on with that assumption.
Okay. The nature... fuck, I'm not very good at these things.
Pooling everything you've learned about
rolling
the mushroom.
Rolling dice.
Nah, it's 11.
11. Yeah, you... Okay, I think Teddy would have the thought that Zach just had, which is, holy shit. We're off the network.
You haven't
here.
Revealed if the role is correct.
Kid doesn't have ears.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we just... No, we don't need to... I don't
Give
want to
him
deck
some
him.
Fucking ears, my
I don't
knife.
Want to deck him or kill him. I'm thinking we just... We could speak to these people in here without the rest of the mushroom colony knowing we're doing that by just stopping him walking.
All right. So I say in Deep Gnome...
In Swimlubin.
In yes, for
how far away is this mushroom getting, how far away is the mushroom?
Not far. Don't worry. I have taken into account that Teddy is planning a shank. Don't worry.
I don't want a shank. Restrain the mushroom if we need to restrain.
Bartek has a moment. You absolutely have a moment.
Okay. Friend.
Who is that? Who's that? Is that one of you?
I'm not on the network.
And then you
I'm
see...
I'm a rogue agent.
We here to break you out.
You see a little pair of eyes appear at the grill. And say, bloody hell, he's not, is he? Who's you then? There's one of us outside. You're here to break... You're going to break us out.
My name's Vatic.
And then you hear, fight! And then another little pair of eyes appear. Is that you? I ain't seen you. Oh my gosh, it must have been... Fears not 3 years ago. Come over here.
Who is this? Do I recognize the voice?
Buy him time?
That's a history check.
That's what I'm thinking. Have you got any sort of like...
I'm trying to think if we can just distract the kid.
Have you got any spells that would just stop him?
Yeah, but then he would know that I've... Any of them, he would then know I've done.
Yeah, if I restrain him, he's going to know I've restrained him.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just wondering if I could more just like ask if he's read any good books.
Sleep him, maybe?
No, because... Well, then I think that's an act of aggression. I'm trying to think if we can just...
Charm?
Try and buy
charm
time.
We can't
you know
charm
you can charm.
Listen, I'll come back.
Okay.
I'll assume.
Right, okay. But at least we're on level.
Yeah, we're on. We'll do the restraining when he gets the information.
That's a 17.
17. Oh, it's good because you were pretty under the influence last time you saw this guy. This is your second cousin, Fencus Gloomdelver.
Fencus Gloomdelver.
The last time you saw him was, of course, when you hosted your extended family at Fears Not several years ago in the shop.
And what does he know from the Sporkives of Fencus's backstory?
Fencus is a stretch of the...
I love Fencus.
A stretch of the family that, honestly, Vatic, you don't like having a lot to do with. Although I don't think Vatic's a super... gregarious family man anyway, would that be fair to say?
No, I think I sort of begrudgingly I think I have a close relationship with my dad,
yes,
in that I'm constantly pandering to his every need and he's quite dismissive of me.
Liam, back to the show with the recording.
And I think I also seem to remember that you're, you know, not many deep gnomes come above ground.
No, right? Absolutely.
So I think there's always been this, oh, how are you, big city boy?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, what's the air like up there?
Very... Oh, nice. Liam's the native in Return of the Native. Nice.
Yeah. And I keep on going, well, at least I didn't lose my accent.
And Fakes says, bloody hell, it's been so long, pal. How are you?
It's been... What, 3 years?
Oh, do you remember that? Anyway, you're not working for them, are you?
No. What are you doing down here?
Listen, me and some of the other lads, the spores don't take to us too well, so they locked us up because we started having ideas. Didn't like sleeping top to tail with the biggins.
Good lord,
like knee to tail with them.
Yeah, what's that?
Some really good books lately.
I am, I am aggressively speaking in Sniblevlin, yes, so they they do not know what's going on.
Listen, that one over there, that's Inigo, yeah, Blue Fingers. He's got a sister what's trying to break us out of the surface. Gria, do you know her?
We did meet Gria.
Oh, great, you with her? You've got a great plan to get us all out of here, presumably.
He just sees me like axe over the tiny child mushroom in the background.
Just like, have you read any good books lately?
just shouting at a mushroom that can't understand.
Honestly,
me.
I tell you what, I've never been happy. We were all so happy that you made something of yourself up in Veld. You know, after everything what happened, you know, with your little funny turn about, what was it, 5 or 6 years ago when you went on that strange quest with those strange. Anyway, it's great to see you. Great to see you.
I see what you're doing.
Okay,
you know.
What is all of that about? Yeah.
Yeah, what are you
doing? You know, your dad was saying that you got this strange idea into your head that you were going to go off on an adventure with some elf and a posh lad from the suburbs. And well, I'm just glad you got your head back screwed on the right way. That's who are your friends there?
I can't really talk right now. I mean, this is kind of difficult because, like, obviously support is useful, but
a breakout now is an axe.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, I think I know what I'm going to do. Look, I do want to help you, and it's not safe here, but there's not much I can do, and I'm just going to surreptitiously slip some lockpicks through the bars and just go, look, there will come a time where we can get together and support one another, but right now, you've just got to take care of yourself. Get somewhere quiet. Get somewhere safe. Look, I can't really support you right now. Like, we'll blow our own cover. But, and at this point, I'm just going to reach into my overall and I'm just going to pass some lockpicks through into the cell and just be like, take care of yourselves. Get out of here once we're gone. Stay somewhere safe. Stay somewhere quiet. And there will come a time where we can get back together.
Oh, you mean not fears not, or before then?
Before then.
Oh,
like,
great. Okay.
During all of this rigmarole.
Oh, it's because we were thinking about having everyone over to our place this year, actually. Mildred's got a new grill.
Oh, has she? Oh,
yeah,
that's nice.
Lovely. Anyway, you go deal with your business. We'll break the boys out. I don't really know how to use these, but I think Inigo might be a bit more useful. Listen, watch out, though.
Aye.
Because whenever people come up this way, they don't come back.
Okay. Told you we should kill that mushroom.
That's worth knowing.
Still time.
I quickly turn around. I'm not going to do this, but I quickly turn around and summarise the conversation I've just had to these two.
Little mushroom is still dancing away ahead of
mushroom
you.
Mushroom just can't hear us, right?
No.
Great. And you don't need any more time?
Nope, right? We're all good.
Okay, fine. All right.
Vartik, serious question. Are we going through the door? We carry on? Or are we...
We're carrying on.
We're carrying on?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Cool. Okay. You continue on to the end of this dank passage where the air becomes even more thick with damp and the smell of rot. These, what were tendrils running along the walls and ceiling, now become thick boughs of mushroom material. And the little mushroom fellow wanders past these. They're like big trunks on the floor almost, you have to step over. And as you step into this room, I need you all to make a wisdom save before I tell you anything else.
No.
We might have to do something quite strange.
Wisdom save.
19 for Paddy.
Okay.
Is this magical in nature? Because I get advantage on anything magic related.
Any magic. I'm going to say it's not magic.
Okay.
13 for Zach.
Okay.
It's not bad.
It's not bad, but it was a 3 total. That'd be helpful.
That's a 9 for me.
Interesting. All right. So, glitchy pass.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
With flying colours.
Absolutely.
Great.
You may not want to. And Teddy and Vatic, you do not pass. And what's about to happen is a new one for us. I'm going to tell you that after this scene that we're about to play out, the two of you are not going to remember anything after you leave this room.
So it does happen to us, but we won't remember it.
Absolutely. So okay. I wonder, I think maybe for effect, if actually Zach and Liam, you maybe should leave the room. And then you can come back in a second.
Okay.
When Glitch has experienced.
Do you want us to
is.
Give some reactions so you can cut it in as if we were here?
I don't know. I just
die. Ooh.
Yeah. Are we also? Yeah. Are we, so do we not have to role play what's going to happen in the room then?
Do I? Yeah.
Which is fine. I'm fine with that. I'm just saying I'm taking the biscuits. That is fine.
And in that sense, you'll be role playing what would have happened in the room.
That's a good question.
No, but like, but you know, it can be. I trust you, Paddy, to lead us through this.
Do
scenario.
I get to roleplay all three of us?
I think so. Yeah,
I'd rather
because we're not going to remember it. So
I'd rather go through the reality of the spell, which is I'll deal with it later. But yeah. Right now, we'll get out.
Let's do this. Let's do this then. All right, we'll see you in a sec.
Nice.
Another wicked web for the Wishbone Boys to unstick themselves from. It's Lorio Dice Chief. This is a very brief middle plane announcement just to say hello and to wish you all the best. And to say that I had a lot of fun doing the bit that we're about to do, that you're about to hear. And I hope that you all do too. We're really reaching crunch time in Idle Fantasy Land. And it's very exciting. You know, this has been a project we've been working on for many, 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 many years. And a lot of the story beats that are coming up right now are things that I don't think have, you know, seen the light of day in all that time. But a lot of it is stuff that, you know, we thought up or I thought up right back in the beginning. Back in, I was checking something for an episode which we have recorded since the episode you're listening to now. And I was looking up notes and seeing stuff from 2018 was when I first wrote it. So it's really exciting for you guys to hear this now. And I mean, I hope it was worth the wait. I hope it's good. It's the constant neurosis that runs throughout this podcast. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. We had another, I did a private episode just for Patreon subscribers where I answered our readers' questions. And if you want to send any more questions in for a future episode that will probably be exclusively for patrons, then please do give those questions to us. Why was that such a strange sentence? Please give those questions to me. You can email us, idlefantasypodcast@gmail.com, Instagram us at idlefantasypod, or of course, find us on Discord, which is really popping off. People are trading game recommendations and music recommendations and all sorts there. You can find a link to the channel in the show notes. Do come along and have a chat. That's open to everyone, by the way, not just Patreon subscribers, absolutely anyone. So we would love you all to come there. And even Zach Cole can be spoken to on Discord. So really, what are you waiting for, guys? You can listen to us every Fantasy Freaky Friday. That is hashtag Fantasy Freaky Friday, or was at least once upon a time, on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever podcasting app you prefer. And if you like what you hear, please do leave us a review on any platform that you wish. Stick one up on Glassdoor. Say we're a good, employer. I'd love that. You can visit idlefantasy.com to subscribe or listen to archive episodes and see lots of extra stuff there. And as mentioned, it's patreon.com/idlefantasy if you want to chuck us a couple of pennies and keep us running and rolling and get access to exclusive behind-the-scenes episodes. And who knows, maybe the Jerry tapes one day. Right, let's go back to another stick you situation for the boys, and I will see you in a couple of weeks. Lots of love. Bye.
Welcome to our
so
episode.
You step through into this room, and there are three sexy ladies. No. As I just said, this room stinks.
They've actually left, by the way. I want to make that really clear that they've gone, and it's quite weird.
How would we prove that? You just have to say...
we could roll some good dice.
Hey!
Here we go.
This room reeks of death and decay. and it extends for some distance into the gloom. You, with your half-elven eyes, can pick out that there is a earthy chamber that must be 60, 80 feet up, 60 or 80 feet across. And the somewhere in the gloom beyond, something is pulsing and moving on the wall.
Okay.
And the young mushroom fellow bounds up in front and bows deeply. And then something on the wall speaks in a low, rumbling tone that seems to shake the walls of this place.
Thank you, young room. Hello, boys.
Hi.
And
I look across at Teddy and Glitch.
Teddy and you're Glitch.
I'm Glitch. Oh, well, I'm
Teddy and Vatic both say, yeah, hello. And
okay, so they're...
Hello, what's going on here?
Right, okay.
We're representatives of the Red Cult, and we have... And Teddy starts sort of struggling to think of, what do we do?
I just hold my hand up and I go back to my... Greetings. Hello. Yes. And I bow as well, I think.
Bow.
A gesture for the other two to bow.
Sure. They both bow. They take your lead on this. Nice. Amazingly, that they do. They actually follow your lead for once.
Yeah, it's about fucking time.
And the entity says,
you are not of the colony.
No, not per se, but pretty happy to learn about what's going on here. And it's nice of you to invite us in directly as well. We've got to bypass a lot of the older... Seems like you've got a pretty cool thing going on here. And nice temple as well. Sort of recognise that, you know, a lot of the architecture is pretty good. I'm trying to get, like, a sense of the room.
Sure. Do you want to give me a perception, Joel?
Yes, is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perception. Oh, 17 plus 0. 17.
Yeah, pretty good. Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty... well, not good enough.
Is it not?
No, it's
quite, oh, good. It's okay.
As your eyes adjust to the gloom here, you see the floor and you step forward. The floor is wet and rancid here.
Okay.
And several of these tendrils you see run past you on the floor and join up on the wall. And your eyes adjust to see just in time... A huge limb stretches out from something in the gloom and puts out a fist.
Good.
And says,
pop it and lock it, bro.
Oh, I pop it and lock it. Of course I do. Absolutely.
Sick.
I say, I'll take point on this, boys. And I walk over and I pop it, I lock it, I do. I'm pretty cool, I think. So, you know, I think I could keep up with that.
And he says,
these other two will not remember.
And Teddy says, what do you mean? I can see you right now. Of course I'll remember. He says,
you, elf, are made of sterner stuff.
Thank fuck someone finally noticed
and it. And Vatic says, but what do you mean?
Yeah, I mean like, hang on a second. Why wouldn't I want to remember this? You're clearly you seem like a charming chap. What's your name?
No name.
Are you Bartopel?
Bartopel is... mine.
Oh, I see. Oh, is he? I guess he's in a different cavernous chamber. Okay.
The colony belongs to me. The people belong to me.
That's okay. That's a more terrifying prospect. Mm. Okay, right. And can I sort of try and approach him a bit?
You can go a bit closer.
I know it might be a poor choice, but I want to see what this thing is. When you say the fist came out.
And it retracts, I think as you approach, it retracts and you see almost built into the wall a lattice, a network of limbs.
Right.
Suddenly spindling out. Some of them
human
seem
limbs?
To sort of...
Humanoid?
Spider-like.
Oh,
but
I hate that.
Mushroomy. Oh. Some of them seem to turn into these tendrils that then some of them go into the walls and extend out.
Okay.
And as you get even closer, you see what you imagine might be a head, but it looks like almost like the back end of a spider. This long, domed, distended thing.
Right.
And as it speaks, something within it glows red. And it
like
says,
a weak point in a Zelda boss.
Exactly,
okay,
except
great.
Maybe not a weak point.
Okay.
And
so
it's
maybe a strong point. Amongst other stronger points. Great.
It says,
I am Amygdala, people call me.
Amygdala.
And I have been told to dispose of you.
By who?
As you, Pads, that's a good question. By who?
Thank you.
Because as you say that, a light illuminates, like almost like a stage, like poof, a spot far up on the wall, and you can see this perfect little Romeo balcony.
Yeah. Oh, built, it's that prick from Cabaret, isn't
built
it?
Built into the side. Hello.
Solo. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Eddie Redmayne. No, it's someone you recognize.
Oh, good.
Built, you see now this light is on, built into the wall of this place. You know, this is like a cave entrance to the temple once upon a time, perhaps. That has been given over okay. to this creature. And there are, as the light illuminates, there are little balconies and windows built into this rock face. Somehow, maybe this was like a wall, the outer wall of the temple once upon a time. And standing with one foot up
and
on this balcony, a shit-eating grin on their face is Taryn.
Oh, tits and teeth. Okay. The Taryn in Taryn body.
Taryn. Except, I think when you last saw Taryn, like, she was a bit sexy, but she always was quite demure, quite you know, a little bit, always on the demure side of flirty, right?
Yeah.
She had a little bit of sass. This is Taryn cosplaying a stripper.
Oh, wow.
Like,
okay.
wearing a bodice, wearing barely anything. Her hair is shaved into this like incredible series of mohawks and braids. She's wearing the most intense makeup and eyeliner have you ever seen.
Right.
It's Taryn on a bender.
Right, okay.
And Taryn festooned with weaponry.
Right.
And even from this distance, you can see Taryn with a new set of multicolored teeth in her maw.
Tits.
And
that's fucking, that's
Taryn
mate.
Says, darling, so good of you to join us.
And I
and she bowed.
Oh, Duke.
Yes. I prefer Duchess these days, actually. How'd you find the new threats?
Very clear. I mean, it's... well, I mean, I was going to say something nasty there, but actually, they're quite good. I mean, yeah, it's quite sort of quite succubine in nature, by the looks
That's
of
a thing. Great word,
I know
Glitch.
You love words.
What a great
I
word.
Know.
What a shame. It will be one of your last.
No, well, actually, I can talk quite a lot quite quickly for a thing. Do I know who Amygdala is? Have I heard of Amygdala?
I hate to keep making royal history checks.
No, but that's fine. That's sort of what he's about. I'm trying to think. He's probably scouring his mind for books.
As
19.
19. The amygdala is, from your knowledge, just something written about in fairy stories, just designed to scare children. It's a thing that lives deep in the forests or in the caves and is said, you know, if a child goes exploring too far, the amygdala will get you and bring it under its thrall.
Yeah.
From what you can, you know, sort of put together here, maybe it's not just in the vestige of fairy stories. This thing is fungal in origin, absolutely. Right. But there is some other, it looks like, you know, this is a creature from way beyond your reckoning of kind of above surface animals or something otherworldly you imagine is evolved here.
Right.
And judging by its reaction to Taryn, for some reason is doing her bidding right now.
Does that seem like direct control?
Does it seem like direct control? Hard to say. Okay. You can give me an incredibly hard insight.
It's actually going to be quite good. It's a 23.
Oh, God, you guys are too good. No. Is the simple answer.
Okay, right, okay.
It's more complicated than that. 23 will give you that. But it's hard to discern.
Okay. So I'm still...
Yeah, okay.
This is just... No, I mean, I'm impressed.
And then as you say this, I think Vatic is saying, give me my body back! What have you done with it?
Vatic, let me handle this just for a second. I know that you don't trust me when I say that. But...
No, Vatic says, no, I will not stop. You have hurt innocent people in my name.
She has, and we all know that, but this is quite a delicate situation at the moment, and don't worry.
Teddy says, shall I bash her? We should be bashing her
Teddy,
right now.
You're not going to remember any of this.
Listen, so
bitch. Now, I'm cooler than you right now.
We followed you at sea, and you scuppered our boat. It was really quite underhand.
What are you summoning?
Oh, never you mind.
I saw all the ritual stuff. No, it's just I'm quite into magic. I might be able to help.
No, what you may help by dying.
Right.
Expediently.
Right. Can I tell that this is maybe slightly more than I can take?
Oh, yeah, you don't need to roll for that. That insight check will take it. This thing is, not only is this thing eldritch power, but Taryn is, you know, playing with her many cutlasses. Yeah. She's festooned with also guns on her belt. You can see, oh my God, I can't remember what she was called. The shrimp cannon.
Yeah.
The twin blades.
The iridescence
and hate and love, or whatever they were called. Yeah, I should really know this.
Some kind of fucking pirate.
But she's still, she's not only is she still a level 20 badass, but now the Duke is in command.
She's juiced.
And from what you know about the Duke,
she's double concentrated, another shifter,
you know, fairly powerful entity in their own right.
Yes, okay. What's the kid doing?
The kid is just standing in absolute, just still.
The kid's just
stock
a servant,
still.
Right? The kid's just a mouthpiece.
Seems to be, yeah.
Like, the kid hasn't done anything wrong.
And I don't think so.
Okay.
And at this moment, Taryn says, listen, Glitch, darling, it's very well for you to bide for time. I thought we were rid of you, boys. You know, 5 years ago, after all that business at Helmful, but And I thought I'd sent you off on the wrong scent, and Thedford, he dealt with you, and I understand that you have to be squashed like bugs. So, here's what I propose. I've got a few friends I'm going to introduce you to.
Okay.
They're lovely.
Are they
They're
here
wonderful.
Now?
Boys! And stepped out of the gloom are two figures you may well recognize. One of them is a disheveled-looking human man with a beard and a slight slouch to his walk, and the other is a tall half-elf woman with a mohawk.
Oh, it's ass.
And they both step out of the gloom in lockstep.
Jarnell.
And
do they look under a spell?
I mean, you don't need to roll to see this, because as soon as they step into the dim light here, you can see that all of their arms from the elbow down end in these hooked fungal growths. That extends up their arms. Their eyes are dead. And Taryn, the Duchess, says, I think it's time for a little game, don't you?
I love games. And that is why actually, let me show you something. And I hand the fungal staff to the little kid, just like offhand, right? To the little mushroom kid. You know, when you have a bit of like whatever in your hand, and if you offer something to someone, they'll just kind of...
He's very compliant.
Just hand him that and go, yep, great, that's good.
Very good to see you're giving up peacefully.
No, I just want to make sure I've got this thing in my pockets. And I'm going to try and do two things at once. I'm going to cast a spell.
Okay.
Because I think, handed the staff over and I'm just going through my pockets. And what I'm casting is... Bigby's hand. Bigby's giant hand. But I want to cast it. You said that we walked through the gloom to get here.
Yes.
Can you cast spells sort of... If it's something that appears, I want it to appear in the darkness behind me.
To kind of hide it?
Yes.
Give me a... give me a stealth check. Okay. See if you can do that. All
right. Where is my stealth? There it is. All right. That's two. It's a 16.
Okay. We'll take it into account.
I'm trying to cast this giant hand to appear in the darkness from behind us, hopefully whilst doing my pocket distractions.
Sure.
And all, it's kind of sleight of hand. I mean, I assume it's quite literally with the big hand. I'm casting that. I go, that is something. I mean, if you're going to dispose of us, I think I know what we're going to have to do. And I ready my fists and go, I'm backing behind the little fungal boy and go, well, I guess we'll just have to. And then I'm going to kick the fungus boy as hard as I can forward, holding the staff.
Okay.
And let off one of the charges in it that I prepped to create a giant mushroom.
Okay. In order to...
Here's my plan. He's going to fall forward. The mushroom's going to go off and then the hand's going to fucking bat it at them right up into Taryn's face. And we're going to use that to run like a big fucking Mary Poppins umbrella, just covering everything. And we're going to look, because it makes a giant...
I mean, I love that. I fucking love that.
You've got to fight fire with fire.
Yeah. I think your self-check was good enough that they're not going to see this coming. And...
So I kick the boy and then I clench my left fist, which clenches Bigby's fist, and I throw it forward and it just bats him.
Give me a kick check on the boy.
Ah, oh, kick check on the boy.
Athletics.
Athletics, straight athletics. One of my big strong suits. Ooh, it's... Okay. It's a 3-2.
I'm just going to call Zach back into the room.
Yeah.
Zach. Hey, man.
Hi.
Can you come and roll one athletics check for me?
You can use my dice.
Yes.
I'll use the app. So. It's a 16.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
You can go.
You
now.
Did a good job.
Fuck you. Close the door, grab me a beer. Yeah, nice one.
And you run up to kick the kid, and I think it's like you literally miss. Like, with
that's,
a kick.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I've and had a lot to deal with.
As the hands lifting up, you like honestly get caught up in your ropes, like, ah! And Teddy says, honestly, if you want something done, and he fucking power kicks the kid as the hand wafts through, as the fucking mushroom expands, giving you guys a window, and I think probably like a good gust of air behind you.
That's
and you're running back into the corridor.
I think we bolt, and I'm trying to grab them with me to go. I assume they'll come with me because of their instincts, but I know that they're fucked.
They're still like compass mentis now.
And if this hand just like launches that mushroom at the balcony, I think that it might be able to cause enough of a distraction for us to buy us some time.
Great, and you're running?
Yes, I am.
Run.
Okay,
and three of you turn to them and run. We're done. Okay, so Zach and Liam are back in the room. Hi, guys.
Yes. Hi, back guys. Room.
I hope I role-played the two of you well.
And if you could just hand back your character sheets, because yes. I made a whoopsie.
Some numbers might not be in the same place they were.
Well,
may not be.
We genuinely didn't hear what happened, what was going on.
You being loud bastards.
Yeah, we did. As I said, when I popped in, we did have to, like, input headphones and we didn't speak to each other at all.
Yeah.
Exam conditions.
Well, and, I will only speak to Zach on the podcast.
Your friendship has an object permanence. So outside of this room, you're just strangers in the night.
I would like to, I have one comment, which I have no idea what happened in terms of narratively, but your version of my voice is silly.
Okay, well, that's I listen to it a lot.
And I based it on you as a
motherfucker. Well, touche. We'll pick up the action, Teddy and Vatic, as you find yourselves running back into the corridor you just came out of. Out of breath, I think with a few cuts and scrapes on you. Out of breath, with Glitch ahead of you. Glitch, presumably.
Run, go, go. Save your friends. Go.
Oh, so is it straight as in like? Are we?
We're bolting.
Okay, and right.
Okay.
You bolt into this back into this cell corridor. You slam the door behind you, which doesn't do a good job. And I imagine you are you all barring the door? Is one of you barring the door? Have you got any way to secure it?
Is something trying to come through the door?
Something's trying to come through. Not just something fucking big is coming through the door.
I immediately get my Wonder Bonder out and,
use your drug glue.
Yeah, I'm using my drug glue.
Great. And you seal this
Teddy
door.
Check on the prisoners.
And as you do,
see if they made it out.
If pretense is over, and I'm assuming it is, I just start trying to smash it in mushroom doors.
And as you start smashing the doors, the walls of this chamber starts shaking and masonry crumbles down. And Vatic, as you are trying to seal this door up, suddenly there's a Here's Johnny and a claw stabs through the door, and you both see it is a jagged, hardened fungal claw.
What the fuck is that?
And it starts grabbing around, and you hear...
I smack it with my axe.
And as you do, you hear... Come along quietly and we'll have no bother.
Oh, it's Mushroom Jarnell.
But we need that. Can we hit the hand? Can we get the hand away?
I smack the hand with an axe.
Oh.
I smack it. How do I smack it with an axe, Laurie?
No one's ever asked me to hit something before.
Not my forte.
Is it an axe check?
It's an attack roll.
Yeah, no, I'm just getting it up. Wait.
But you have bonded the door successfully.
Berserker great attack. Okay. Right. I attack it. It's a 25.
Okay, that'll hit, yeah. Roll some damage.
And I roll... I roll 12 damage, but I'm gonna channel smite this thing.
Nice.
my God, I need to remember how to do this on the app. What's the channel divinity? Oh God, it's a spell. Oh wait, I've got it. All right, Divine Smite. All right, that was a 12 plus 7. Which is...
19.
Which is 19.
Okay. It takes 19 damage. You go, hey!
Okay, sweet.
And it recoils. The door keeps getting pounded.
Is there now a hole in the door?
There is just a little hole in the door.
How little?
Claw I mean, sized, you know, claw size. So like this big.
Okay.
But you guys have a second. And Glitch and Teddy, after that, after your... you kind of regain your thoughts, you realize that you can't remember leaving this. The last thing you remember is stepping out of this corridor into the room beyond.
Yeah. I want to address that at this stage.
Yeah, like, well, I think
it was crazy in there, guys.
I turned to Glitch and I go, what the fuck?
Just follow, for just this moment, you'll go back to it in a minute, but I'm the leader, and go over to the cells and start being like, get the doors open!
Yeah, okay.
Get them open!
You find that...
All right, I do what he's telling me to do. I smash the doors open, I yank them open, I axe them, whatever we need to do, we get out of this mushroom corridor.
You find that Fenkus has made some good work already, and some of the doors are already open, and... About 10 to 12 rock gnomes step out in the gloom and say, is it time? Are we getting out of here?
I think no. So. I think we're getting out now.
Sorry, deep gnomes. Yep. Thank you.
I think we're getting out now. Everyone just... everyone run that way?
What? Into the whole lot of them?
Yes, but don't worry. A hero's here. And I step forward and then I push Teddy 2 steps in front of me.
Okay, so what I just bolt.
We have to okay, just bolt.
Okay, I am going to
get left behind if you lose.
No.
Sorry, that's happening to you.
I am going to neck a potion of swiftness, which I brewed.
Smart.
You did indeed.
Just to get me, because I do run a bit slower, and I know that probably doesn't matter, but you know, it's gonna be useful. Gives me 10 extra feet of speed. So I'm usually 25. So I think that basically pulls me up to the same. I'm running the same speed they are now.
Mm.
Yeah, yes, we're 30 feet. So you're now.
I think you're slightly
one
faster.
One sixth faster than us.
Oh, nice.
Ow. Don't worry. Did the maths.
And okay. And you're just hightailing it out.
I think so. I think we just have to. Just trust me. We need to run.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, really fast.
Okay.
Fine. We're gone.
You guys run through this corridor. And you end at the entrance to this way, and you remember when you came through?
Yeah.
It was several tendrils of mushroom that opened up for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you approach, there is a solid wall of mushroom material in front of you.
Great.
And these tendrils are right back where they were. The rock... Deep gnomes, fucking hell. Deep gnomes are... gathered around you, sort of tapping the wall, saying, "What? Where's the door gone? Where's it gone?"
I've got this. And then, I know that there's a need for speed, but I turn really gently and I'm like, "Hey, I know you called me a bad chef last week, but the thing is, when you cook mushrooms, you actually have to start them on a high heat to get the moisture out of them first. Otherwise, they're not going to caramelize properly." And then I cast fireball at the wall.
Too deep a cut.
Okay. I presume you're going to ask everyone to step back a wee bit to not get caught in the blast, or do you want to fry everyone?
No, I think... Stand back.
What do you mean no to that question?
The answer is always yes.
The answer is yes, but there's also a need for speed. So
we're out of the way. We get out.
You don't
the
need
way
to roll because it's an a dex save, and it's an inanimate thing, so get out of the way. So max damage.
Max damage, which is it's not written here.
It's d6s. Many d6s. 8d6.
20-foot radius, and
on a fail, creatures take.
Maximum damage.
I literally can't see how much that is.
Why is there no damage on this?
What's it called?
Fireball.
86.
It's a lot, isn't it? Yeah.
So 48.
48
times 6.
48
it's
fire
48.
Damage.
He knows it.
I know my times tables, boys.
It takes 48 fire damage.
48 fire damage, and you hear... I don't think any of you... hearing is the wrong word, but you sense this ripple in the room behind and in all of the tendrils that go past. You sense there's a psychic scream. that rings out. You guys, not being under the influence, aren't affected. These deep gnomes aren't affected, but the rest of the colony is. And as it does, this door starts to open very slowly as some of the tendrils relax. On the other side, you see several red-robed guards who look wide-eyed and shocked. What's the meaning of this? What's going on? And then from behind you, you hear the heavy footsteps of two people. Teddy and Vatic, you will turn around to see for the first time with fresh eyes the horrifying form of two of your former friends, Hess and Jarnell,
who stand
in front of you with dead eyes, their arms from the elbow covered in hard, mushroomy plates and material that end in two cruel claws on either of them. And both of them will look at all three of you and say,
"Think it's about time we had a chat."
And we're going to roll some initiative for next episode.
Oh fuck. What did you do, Paddy?
Now, there's a lot to explain.